You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. The Made in China label that you see on many goods no longer indicates cheap labor. Labor strikes in China that began this past spring resulted in manufacturers increasing low salaries for migrant workers and changing poor working conditions, including excessive overtime. Mary Gallagher, director of the Center for Chinese Studies at the University of Michigan, said the strikes will have global ramifications for exporting.
We've seen labor protests in China before, but we have not seen them to this extent in an organized way, particularly involving migrant workers. And migrant workers in China are a class of people who have moved from rural areas to urban areas, often to find their first job in industry or in services. They're former farmers. And generally, we believe that migrant workers are not that conscious of their rights at the workplace and that they are relatively easy to please. The strikes this year started to indicate that migrant workers have higher demands. One of the demands that migrant workers made this year that was particularly surprising were independent trade unions. The Chinese government does not allow independent trade unions. All unions in China must affiliate with the official union. And it's an interesting sign that Chinese workers are also starting to think about representation.
The Chinese central government views the strikes differently than local government officials who have to deal with the strikes directly.
The national government wants to improve conditions for Chinese workers because it does not want to allow pressure for independent trade unions to have any success. They want to maintain their own control over Chinese workers. And one way they think to do this is to improve their conditions and make them more satisfied with the status quo. Local governments, on the other hand, are not so concerned with workers' rights or workers' protections. They're mainly concerned with improving the local economy, attracting investment, and pleasing companies that come to invest in their locality. They're also incentivized when they're promoted and appointed by higher levels of government to reach these goals. So to have high levels of economic growth, to have high rates of foreign direct investment, to have social stability. And so local governments often side on the side of employers and try to put down strikes and worker protests as quickly as possible.
Wage hikes in China could lead to American consumers seeing higher prices on products, such as toys, electronic gadgets, clothes, and jewelry.
Wages in China will continue to increase after the strikes, and there will be increased pressure on employers to improve working conditions, improve salaries, and perhaps even improve social insurance and benefits. This, in the end, will lead to increases in the prices of end products that American consumers buy that are made in China. At the same time, productivity is also increasing rapidly in China, so the final impact on foreign consumers, I think, is still unclear. Also, if wages continue to increase in China, domestic consumption in China will also increase, and this is good for the United States because it's likely to improve the trade imbalance. So while there may be some negative consequences for American consumers, I think for the American worker, it's probably not a bad thing that China is becoming a more expensive place to produce.
Gallagher is an associate professor of political science and an expert on Chinese issues.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.